This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV.
It's tax season. Winter property tax payments are coming due, income taxes are being filed, and here at the city, we are already looking towards the next tax year. Property taxes are sometimes a little confusing to understand, so today I'm here with City Assessor Kayla Ripley to talk property tax assessments and a document that you might be seeing in your mailbox very soon, assessment notices. Kayla, thanks for being here with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's start with the obvious question. What is an assessment notice?
So the assessment notice comes in an envelope to your house every year at the end of February. So it's the piece of paper at the top that says this is not a tax bill.
Very important to know.
Yes. So the assessment notice tells you what your assessment is going to be for the current year. So it shows you what it was last year and then what it will be this year, the difference, and then also your assessed value and your taxable value.
Okay. So yeah. Who receives an assessment notice and why would a property owner in the city get one?
Yeah. So by law, we have to send these out for any assessments that have gone up. We do send them out to every property tax owner in the city of Midland. So we have to send them out 15 days prior to the beginning of the board review. And usually we just tell people at the end of February. We try to get them out as soon as possible. So we're working really hard to get to that date right now. And they should be in your mailboxes probably like the third week of February.
Perfect. Yeah. So everyone gets one. That's great communication. As a communications person, thank you for making my job so much easier. So when someone is looking at their assessment notice, what are some of the key pieces of information that they should be looking for? I know you said it's not a bill, but it's still really important that property owners take a look at that. What should they be looking for?
Yeah, they're going to want to look to make sure that first, make sure your name's on it. Make sure it has the correct owner. If you have two owners, make sure everything's spelled correctly. Simple things like that. If you have a different mailing address that you would like to use, that would be identified on this as well. Probably one of the most important pieces, or one of the most important pieces, is making sure that you have your homeowner's principal residence exemption. And this would be, there's a box that is labeled principal residence exemption on the form. And you want to make sure that where it says homeowner's principal residence, there's 100%. If you don't have one, it will say the 0% on there. So a homeowner's principal residence is the exemption you receive for your primary home in Michigan. So if you have a vacation home or a cabin or something like that, those commonly won't be your primary residence. And those notices will have a 0%. Next, I would look at the differences in your taxable value and your assessed value from the year prior to this year.
Okay, so let's back up a minute. One of the reasons I went into communications is so I can avoid math at all costs. So you're going to have to walk me through this. But what is the difference between taxable and assessed value? Why are they different numbers? Where do those numbers come from?
Well, the assessed value is determined by the market. So we do market studies every year, and your assessed value should be a representation of what your home should sell for in today's market, real estate market.
Okay.
So two times your assessed value, because we assess at 50%. And then, so like I said, that can go up with house, you know, the market increasing, the market decreasing. Assessed value can go up and down at any rate between a year and the next year. Taxable value is a little bit different, so that's a calculated number. The taxable value can go up only at the rate of inflation each year, and that is indicated also on the assessment notice. It says the 2024 inflation rate multiplier is 1.05, or 5%.
Okay.
So unless you're building a new house, demoing something on your property, the inflation for your taxable value should only be 5% this year. So you want to make sure that the math is correct. So look at last year's multiply it by the 5% and make sure that we have the correct calculation in there for you.
Okay, that makes sense. So why do taxable and assessed values fluctuate, increase or decrease in any given year?
Yeah, so the assessed value, like I said, is in the market. Taxable, if you own your property for a long period of time, you're only seeing those slight increases, never more than 5% though. And your taxable can never be higher than your assessed value.
Okay.
Another reason it would go up more than 5% would be for if it, there was a property transfer. So if you sold your property or purchased your property in 2023, you will see that the taxable value uncaps and becomes equal with the assessed value. And that's the only time that that can occur. At that point, it's then considered recapped and can only go up at the rate of inflation each year.
Okay, so if you purchased a property, let's say in 2023, is there an indicator anywhere on your assessment notice that that would be the case and that you would have some, you know, special considerations that you wouldn't otherwise see if you've been in your home a long time?
Yeah, so if line 5 on the form, it says there was or was not a transfer of ownership. So it will say was or was not after that. So if you see that it says it was a transfer of ownership and you did not sell your property, that would be something you would need to call the assessor's office and see what's going on.
Okay. So I know I'm getting an assessment increase this year. A little birdie told me that everything is going up. So apparently even knowing somebody doesn't make you exempt from that. So when I look at my assessment notice, is it going to tell me how much my taxes will actually be to pay for 2024?
No. And that's a common misconception. When people look at the taxable value and the difference, they assume that that's how much their taxes will go up, which is not true.
Okay.
So we don't identify or estimate what your taxes will go up to or down. And so there's many things that can change between when you receive this assessment notice and when the millage rates are finalized early June before your tax bill comes to you July 1st and then again in December 1st. So we don't commonly, some jurisdictions do an estimate. We do not because we just have found that there's too many factors that can change between now and tax billing time.
Sure, and I'm glad you brought up the millage rate because that is something that we're going through right now in city government in February is we're starting our budgeting process, and that really comes to council in April. City council sets that millage rate and directs us in what we are doing for that next fiscal year. Like I said, that will start in April. Like Kayla said, it will be finalized in June. The current thought is that that millage rate is going to stay the same at 15.14 mils for another year. That's a seventh year in a row. But again, that's something that can be variable. So for somebody that purchased a property in 2023, is this something that they would have seen or been made aware of when they were going through the purchasing process?
The uncapping?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so commonly, yes, the realtors and closing companies will take that into consideration. A lot of times we see large uncappings for people who have lived in a home for a long period of time. So original homeowners. So the next person who buys it, there's going to be a large uncapping because they've owned it for so many years.
Sure.
So you'll see that large increase of the taxable value, and at that point it will be equal with your assessed.
Okay, so if it's, say, a home that someone has lived in for 30 years and then it's purchased new, there would be some pretty significant changes probably over the next tax year.
Yes, and if that's something you would need us to help you calculate to see what the estimated taxes would be, if you don't believe it was, you know, done at all when you were closing on your property, we can help you with that as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask that too. So if a property owner has questions about what they see on their assessment notice or they find that there is an error, what should they do?
Call us. All of our information is at the bottom of the assessment notice. It has our phone number. It has our email address. If you have any questions, call us. We would love to educate anyone who has any of those questions. We can let you see your record, property record card, make sure we have all of the accurate information on there. If you have questions on why it went up at a certain amount, if you have questions about the calculation, we would love to sit down and have that discussion with you.
Sure. I know one other thing that's at the bottom of the assessment notices is some information about the Board of Review. Can you tell people that may not be aware what the Board of Review does, what that's for, and why they may want to come to the Board of Review?
So you can't come and appeal your taxable value. So we have no control over that. That's always monitored by the inflation rate multiplier. Now, if you're worried about your assessed value, like I said, double your assessed value. And if you think the value, that determination is higher than what you believe you can sell your property for, you may have a case to take to the Board of Review and appeal your assessed value.
Okay.
So it's the one time a year that you can do that. So this is very important that we send out all the Board of Review information, because if you don't come to the local Board of Review, there's no further appeal rights after that.
Okay, so make sure you check all of the information that Kayla mentioned on your assessment notice. The Board of Review meets typically that second full week of March. So this year it's going to be March 11th through 13th. All of those meeting dates and times are going to be on your assessment notice, so you know when you can make an appointment to file an appeal if you want to do that. So Midlanders, when you receive that ominous City of Midland envelope now with an assessment notice inside, we hope that this has been helpful in understanding a little more about what that notice means, how it affects you, and what you can do if you have some questions. Kayla, thank you so much for walking us through all of this. It's been super helpful. To look up property tax information and learn more about what Kayla's office does every day, you can visit cityofmidlandmi.gov/assessor.
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.